Thank you. Even if you don't especially care for their music, if you're from around here, you gotta show some love for Aerosmith, the 42-year-old Boston band that is one of our area's most enduring contributions to rock and roll. I'm more of a jazz and soul guy myself, but I always liked Aerosmith and even defended Steven Tyler from critics of his, shall we say, unique rendition of the national anthem down at Foxborough a while back. So, believe me, it's with no offense meant to the band when I say that the closure of a 7-block stretch of Comm Ave in Alston for 8 hours today, so Aerosmith can perform a brief outdoor concert to promote their new album, is an amazingly bad decision. If you left your car parked on or near that stretch last night, from which it has probably now been towed, or couldn't catch the green line through there because service was suspended, if you were or are stuck in gridlock traffic as a result, or if you find your business impeded by the mess, you are likely with me on this. A spokesperson for Mayor Menino says the event creates, quote, excitement for the city. But really, you mean to say this thing had to happen in front of an apartment building the band once lived in, rather than any of the city's many concert venues where this event could take place without all that disruption? A bad move, reflecting surprisingly, misplaced priorities. And coming on the heels of New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's incomprehensible decision, only reversed after severe public outcry, to go ahead with the New York City Marathon, even though it would have diverted resources away from the city's hurricane victims, I wonder, what gets into politicians to make them mess up their priorities so badly? High-profile sports events and concerts are crucial to a city's image and economy. I get that. But sometimes, regular folks have to come before celebrities and headlines. I don't doubt that Menino and Bloomberg know that. Even more curious, that in these cases, they seem to forget it.